On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Well, thanks, how are you?
I'm pretty good, actually, I'm pretty good. Obviously, movies are a little bit different at the moment because we aren't able to go back into the cinema in Tāmaki Makaurau, but what are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, so cinemas are open in the rest of the country.
This is true.
It should be noted. We do have listeners outside Auckland, right?
Kia ora to those listeners. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Shout out to Timaru.
In any other small town. You want to text us if you're listening from a very strange small place? I'd love to hear about it. 5395.
So the big new release this week in cinemas, it was kind of a quiet week anyway, but the big one is a film called Irresistible, which is written and directed by Jon Stewart, the former host of The Daily Show.
Ah, okay. I was going to say his name sounds familiar, but I've never really watched The Daily Show.
Yeah, he was a really big deal there for a while. He kind of brought about the more politicized late night talk show vibe that we exist in now. And he made a film previously that took place in the Middle East, and this film is not that like that at all. It stars Steve Carell, who was formerly a Daily Show correspondent, and it's a political satire, and it's gotten terrible reviews.
Oh no.
In America.
No.
Sort of Steve Carell plays a political strategist, a Democratic political strategist who finds a tough guy Democrat candidate in a small town played by the great Chris Cooper. He's one of my favorite actors, and there's some other cool actors in this: Mackenzie Davis, Rose Byrne, the Aussie actress.
Oh, true.
Yeah, haven't seen it, but bad, poorly received.
Oh no.
Poor
elsewhere. Old John.
Yeah. The other thing worth noting, particularly now considering the situation we're in here in Auckland, is there's a new streaming service that is now available in New Zealand. It's been around in America for a few years, and it's horror-centric.
Ooh.
It's called Shudder.
I was going to say, this is probably why I haven't heard of it then.
Yeah, not your bag.
Not my wheelhouse.
Specifically, perhaps.
No.
But Shudder has had a growing profile in America. It's the service on which the Deadlands TV show screens in America, which was a TVNZ co-pro here based on a New Zealand film.
Yep.
And look, it's kind of interesting. It's not available as an app yet, I believe, in New Zealand. It's just a desktop thing. But there's some good films on there. A film that made a real impact quite recently in America called Host is on there, which was a horror film shot during quarantine, and it's about it's like a Zoom horror
over Zoom, like the computer platform thing. I can't think of the word right now. The meeting room, computer meeting room thing.
The digital thing where people talk. Yes,
that's
thing.
The one.
Yeah, and so it kind of plays out on computer screens. It's not the first film to do that. You know, we had the Unfriended movies, and there was that John Cho film Searching. So this is kind of a very modern genre, you know, where the story plays out via screens. But Host was very well received quite recently in America, and people saying it was very freaky and shot creatively via Zoom as well. So
cool.
That's there. And there's a classic New Zealand horror film called Housebound, which is on Shudder as well, which was came out a few years ago now, but is a great New Zealand film of renewed relevance, perhaps. Considering we might all be housebound for a little bit longer. And another one of my favorite films is on there called Time Crimes, which is a wonderful Spanish language sort of sci-fi horror. But yeah, obviously not your thing, but if you're...
I think it's a cool thing, though. Do you have to subscribe to it? How does it work? Is it
it's a subscription service. I'm sure there is a free trial.
Right.
but they're not a huge number of titles on there just now. They do have some originals. I mentioned that Host film. Mm. There's a TV show adaptation of the legendary anthology horror Creepshow, which is a great 1980s film adapted from the old EC horror comics, and they've made a TV show out of that, and that's on Shudder, along with a few other things. So yeah, now that we're potentially exploring more at-home viewing options, maybe give Shudder a
That sounds pretty
check out.
Pretty awesome. And I mean, it might have small selection, but that sounded pretty broad as well. So that's cool.
Yeah, curated with you know, good stuff. I mean, there's a lot of horror dreck out there, but we're all used to kind of wading through it for the good ones, like the stuff that I just mentioned. So
somebody's texted in with some support for John Stewart, saying he's been very active in fighting for veterans in front of Congress, etc., in the States. Seems a good dude. So maybe it's worth going and watching that movie just to support John Stewart.
Oh yeah, nothing. I mean, John Stewart's done a huge amount of good in this world. I was in no way casting aspersions on his value as a human being, or indeed a broadcaster. He just happens to have potentially made a bad film,
okay,
which is no great crime.
No great crime indeed. Hey, Fabian Fanboy, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again next week. Those are some very good recommendations there.
Yes, fingers crossed. Talk
fingers
to you soon.
Crossed. Ka kite.
See you, bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.